ဩရိတသနိတံတိသတ္တိယေဘနောနိတံဘောအံဂုကုရတံသုတံသုံဘကုရဏိတိတဝဇိတသနိသမ္ပါလံကုံပြေရပါသေးလားဝဒကျူလံကုံရာတိသတ္တိသောညိဘယံသုသတိညိတံနသမ္ပါလာညိကျေမကုံသရတံဒရမကုံသရဝဒညိရှိဝဇိတသနိညိရှိဘနောနိတတံဘောကျေမကုံသကဝဒကျနိကျူ
So the culture of system, which is explained by way of these four points, are explaining the rites of initiation, the maintaining the purity of one's vows and pledges and vows, and then the third point is explaining the stages of stages in which one should meditate on the path. And this has two stages, the stage of generation and the stage of completion. And so we will begin on, you know, how to cultivate the stage of generation.
ဝဒကြောင့်ဒီဝသံတိကျူဒံမေသမန္တရသဘပြဇွန်ကျူသမစုကပ်နီဝကျူတကြောင့်ယကြောင့်ရှိဝဒကြောင့်ဒီဝစင်တိသံကနာမျိုးဆောင်းကိုယွာရီဝဒတိတော်ချန်သမ္ပခလာကြောင့်တိချင်းကိုလူကွန်းတနီဝကျူတကြောင့်ယချနောညီရှိကြောင့်ရှိတယ်လားယင်းကြောင့်ယချနောညီဖို့တယ်လားဒီတန်းနောင်စီကိုချက်တိချင်းခေါ်လို့နာမည်နောင်တိချင်းခေါ်လို့နာမည်ညရှိဝတဲ့ရင်တိချင်းခေါ်လို့နာမည်ဆင်းနေကြောင်ရှိလမ်းတန်းကြောင်ဝင်ဒီဝတိရင်ကခေါ်လာရောက်နေရှင်တော်ရင်စံကြည်တိချင်းခေါ်လို့နာမည်သိဆောင်အောင်ပြုတင်ပြီ
So with when we deal with the path then it usually consists of the basis which is to be purified, the means of that purification and the result which is attained through this purification. So the other mantric systems, the Kala Chakra also follows the same basis to be purified, the means of purification and the result which is attained. So the base here to be purified is what is known as the external Kala Chakra, and the internal Kala Chakra are the two basis which are to be purified. And within the alternative Kala Chakra, you have the means by which to purify and the explanation of the result attained through that purification.
ဒီဉာဏ်ဉာဏ်တော်ကြည့်တော့ဒီဂျေတော်မူတိစပ်ပြီးကျတိကျေဒူးရတောင်းနေညောင်းတောင်းအတိဒူးကျဒါတင်တဲ့ရင်ပရင်ဒီဂျလာခေါင်းကြီးပါဒီစာကျေတော်ဒူးကျညီဒါဒူးကျကံတွေကဓမ္မမေဘောတော်ကြည့်ပါဝကျူဒါစံတိတေတော်လားလေဘငှက်ယူပါဒီလေဘငင်းအောင်နေဝကျူဒါလေဘတော်မူတိချက်ဒီတဲ့ခံကြည့်နာမျိုးခံလေးစံကိုယူပါဒီညီဝတိနောက်ကလေးဘစင်တဲ့ကြည်ကြည်ကြည်ကြည်ဒီနေကြည်လေးကြည်တန်လုံးချောက်သက်ကြရင်ပါတည်ရင်ပါရင်သူတည်ညီကဟောကြည်ဒါညီတန်ခံလေးလေးပဲတည်လေးပဲတောင်းဖို့ဟောကြည်နောက်ကလေးပဲတည်လေးပဲညီပါတည်ညီကြောင့်ကြည်လေးပဲညီစီဆောင်ရောင်ကိုတည
် So when explaining in the context of the Kala Chakra, then you take the as a sources the root tantra and the condensed tantraBased on that root tantra, and then you have the commentary to the condensed tantra, which is the stainless light, within which there are five chapters. The first chapter then deals with the outer environment, the first chapter, and then the external environment, then and the internal basis of the sentient beings, the channels, the winds, and the drops.As the basis, the two outer and inner basis to be purified.
Ojida, Dinayan, 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 D
So the first chapter is like the external color chakra. Second chapter is the internal color chakra of the channels, winds, and the drops. And then the third chapter deals with the chapter of the empowerments or the initiations. And the fourth chapter deals with the method of achievement or the meditational practices on the basis of which to attain the results, the result of color chakra's enlightenment, basically explaining the stages of the generation practices and the stages of the completion practices. And then the fifth chapter is what is known as the chapter of exalted wisdom, which basically is to do with the resultant state of the resultant state of kala chakra's enlightenment.
Oni da din da yin ba yin du da na ne che du jin ko lu no jin ju ten da le ba dong bo ju ten ga ni no du jin ko lu ji we ji ji zat da long da tli nam ja ko ku di yin ba yin du le ba dong bo de ni jong yir shi ni jong yi le ba ji da jong shi chama san bo di yin si ji ti khan la yong ni yin du jin ko lu wo ju da du tau ka ran ba di da san ba di ong ga le ba di da din ni du tau ka le ba di ju da du tau di jiwa dan duwa dan nya ri jiwa dan den duwa di sam da yuwa yin du da jiwa di ju ko so tu yong zo ko wo da du tau di du tau jiwa yin du na tu jin ko lu ko so tu yong zo sam ma sin na dam ga ji jiwa yin na di den yin na tu ji tu ji jin ko ne che song gu jin ko da ki jin ko ni ji nam zo de me wa jin na da tu ji zo ဝဒတိချနောညီကီကြောင့်ရှိဒီတချီရမဒုတ္တကွယ်ကိုညီကြောင့်ကိုကိုရွာရင်သူကြောင့်နေပါတော့စီဒါတနည်းဒါသောရမတေလာဒီဒါဇောဝန်ဒီဝဒဇောရနဇောရမရံပါငါဆောင်ရုံကိုရွာရီဝဒတိချင်းကိုလူကိုရင်တလာဇောရမကျွာရရန်တော့တုစိနေတာဒါဇောရမရန်တော့တုဇောပရကျေပကိစ္စမရှိတဲ့ဒုံကြီးပဲဝကြီးတံပိုးဇောရမကွယ်မွန်သူချီရမကွန်ကွ ဒါကျေရမဂုံရတေလာဒန်ဒန်ဒယံတောင်းနေရှိဝနောရင်ကိုဂျီဝကဇွန်သူယွန်တော့ဒန်သူကျေရချန်တဲ့ဒီဝကျင်းနာတေလာနဲ့သံဃာယင်ကြီးကြီးကျင့်ကိုလူကွယ်ရဆောင်သောဟာကြောင့်ဒီနယံသံဃာမေနဂုံချကမေတင်ကြီးဒါဂုံချကမေတင်ကြီးစနန္ဒကျေဒေါရမဂျောရမရှိရန်ဒုဂုကွယ်ရယံသူဒေါရမရှိလာဒုသောဂျီဝဒံသာမဘူးကြီးယောနာကျေချာဆောင်ဟောဇဒုတ်တင်ကြီး
So if you take the first chapter, which is the basically explaining the outer environment, which is the supporting environment, then that is known as the first chapter, which is the outer kala chakra, and the inner kala chakra explaining sentient beings, channels, winds, and the drops is the inner kala chakra, and the remaining three chapters, the third chapter on initiation, and the fourth chapter of the method of achievement, and the fourth chapter on the method of achievement, and the fifth chapter, the chapter on exalted wisdom, are all of these three are categorized into the alternative kala chakra. the first and the second chapter, the outer and inner Kala Chakra, are the bases which are to be purified. Bases, and then as a means of purification, then you have the third chapter of the initiations, which empower us into the practices of the generation and completion stage yoga practices, and as a means for accomplishing these stages of purification. So within these methods means of accomplishment, then there is the very elaborate version where the individual practitioner takes on the complete mandala of the holy body, complete mandala of the holy speech, complete mandala of the holy mind, and then in the medium length, then in that presentation, then you can just do with the mind mandala, and in the medium version, then one doesn't go through the the deities of the body mandala and the speech mandala, and in the most condensed version, then it requires that there be at least five deities, a minimum of five deities, because anything less than that, then is not sufficient to cover the basic requirements that the generation stage yoga is fulfills, that the generation stage yoga fulfills as a ripening factor for the completion stage yoga practice. So for this stage of generation to qualify as a ripening factor for the completion stage yoga practice, then in the most condensed version, one must involve at least a minimum of like five deities. So the basis which is purified, and the outer and inner Kala Chakra, that which is purified by the means of the application of the generation stage yoga and the completion stage yoga. And of course, before undertaking the stages of the completion practices, one has to engage in the stages of the generation practices. And in accordance with the Guha Samaja practices, then it usually is set forth as a five-stage practice. The generation stage practice has five. Rumje sound wala zorim jumbanga sungle.
Ori dan rumbanga yuari wala.
I made a mistake. In Guha Samaja, the completion stage involves five stages. But in the Kala Chakra, instead of it being known as the, the five stages of the completion stage yoga, then it is known as the sixth branch. Preparation is what is involved as the completion stage practice.
Ojida dinda yimba yendi jida tela na langa yenji ji chengkuru guwar sonso osi. Ojida dini da bawo ji ba don si pena ji de son ji sum de sin na ni ni ji ba ji ta we yena bawo ji la ji ma don mira yendi da bawo ji ba don. Oda dini ba mo ji ba se ji de ji na ji ma ta we dinda yena yon ne ba mo ji ba yendi ni da bawo ji ba don he ji se du ojida ji tu jin kolo he ji yena.
So just reading from the text, one must cultivate a stage of generation that is able to purify both the external and internal basis of purification. That is, one must cultivate the complete mandala of body, speech, and mind, or the mind mandala, etc., the alternative color chakra, the means of purification through taking the worldly environment, the external color chakra, and the channels, winds, and drops of a person, the internal color chakra, as the basis of purification, this stage of generation must definitely serve as a means of ripening roots of virtue for fully generating the six branches of the stage of completion. It is said that a mandala of five or more deities is necessary for this. In the case of, the following part of the text says that in the case of the solitary hero, you know, Yamantaka, you know, without the consort, and in the case of Vajrayogini, you know, where it is just Vajrayogini visualized. In such cases, for instance, which do not fulfill the above requirements, are said to be methods for achieving the various activities of pacification, means pacification, increasing, wrathful and powerful activities, you know, those types of activities, and so forth, upon completing the deity yoga, but are not complete means of ripening for fully generating the entire stage of completion.
When we
do the sixth session Guru Yoga of Kala Chakra, there is a short sadhana of Kala Chakra where you have the principal father and mother, then, and the eight Shaktis. And together you have like the nine deities. Within the sixth session Guru Yoga, although you have nine deities, you know, the father, mother counting as one, and the nine and the eight Shaktis, you know, which where you don't have explanations of the mandala and so forth, you know, you can see it is it's questionable whether, on the basis of this practice, whether this will be a ripening factor for the stages of the completion practices, like in the case of the solitary hero, and like in the cases of when one does instantaneous generation of yourself into the deity, such as these practices, you know, they qualify as a base. From which, you know, one can do all the four types of activities, but for it to be a ripening factor, a base for ripening the practices of the stages of completion, then that is questionable.
Then Yimba Dudu Tonga Yenaji Lagamati, Gonigi, Dakurang, jabar gongjen si ji hagga ma ji wa ri di ti hagi tongka de la yang numa ji di tongka tu ge me di numa ji di yin ji na sa yem ni tre ji di na sa yem yin di ji a ji da tin gori ya me ni da ji tongka ji ga ti de ni tu jin go lu ngo ri ji ro o ji da je ba ji ji da tin gori di ti jin go lu ngo ri ji ba ma chu ba zu wo ja o da yin
Rinpoche says, you know, for the purpose of doing a very, very short retreat, on Kala Chakra, then this very short sadhana that one finds at the end of the succession Guru Yoga is why, with a, you know, with the nine deities, it's convenient for the purpose of undertaking short retreats, but it cannot be a ripening factor for enabling the stages of the completion yoga practices. There is another sadhana by Benchen Losan Chuk Galsen, a sadhana known as Jambal Konchen. And so within that, the eight shaktis, because the eight shaktis are emanated from the consort mother, Vishwamata, so they are counted as one. And then you have the principal Kala Chakra, then you have surrounded by the four Dhyani Buddhas. The principal Buddha, Kala Chakra already generated in the Kala Chakra in the nature of Akshobha, and then you have the other four Dhyani Buddhas. So you have one method of accomplishment, one sadhana based on these five deities, in accordance with the writings of Benchen Losan Chuk Galsen, this particular sadhana. And if you take that sadhana, then although it is not sufficient to enable qualifying qualify as a ripening factor for the fully complete completion stage yoga practice, but we can say that in some short way, then it fulfills as a ripening factor, although not for the completion stage yoga practice. In the case of the five deity Kala Chakra practice, then you have the principal deity Kala Chakra in the nature of Akshobha. Then you have Kala Chakra in the nature of the remaining four Dhyani Buddhas, Varisana, Ratnasambhava, Amoghasiddhi, and Amitabha, and these deities are utilized as a means for purifying the basis of one's five aggregates. So in that way, in this context, then it is emphasized, saying that for any of the generation stage yoga practice to qualify as a ripening factor for the stage of completion, then it requires a minimum of five deities.
Hoji
So the structure of the stage of generation is applied to the method of achievement in the most elaborate version, and you have a structure for this stage of generation in accordance with the medium version of the practice, and also you have a structure of the stage of generation applied to even the most condensed practice, like in the case of the five deity practice. So here the structure of the stage of generation of Kalachakra is either the four branches of approximation and achievement, approximation and achievement. You have the approximation of Vajra, the approximation of Vajra body, attained through the four branches of approximation and achievement, and then the near achievement of Vajra speech, achievement of Vajra mind, and the great achievement of the Vajra exalted wisdom. So you have the Vajra body, the Vajra speech, Vajra mind, and the Vajra exalted wisdom, accomplished through the first one accomplished through the four branches of approximation and achievement, the second speech through near achievement, the third through achievement, the third Vajra mind through achievement, and the great achievement of the Vajra exalted wisdom. And then you have what are known as the four manifest enlightenments. The four manifest enlightenment are the instantaneous manifest enlightenment, the manifest enlightenment by way of the five aspect, manifest enlightenment by way of the 20 aspects, and the manifest enlightenment by the nets of magical emanation. So these constitute the structure of the generation stage, the four Vajras and the four manifest forms of enlightenment, and of course the approximation achievement, the four types of approximation and achievement.
Or ရိဒါကျေရမ်ကျေဒီဝဇနန္တတေလာကျေတေတေရမုကျေဒီရင်ကြောင့်တပင်းညမင်းစေဘဝဒတင်ကိုကျေရမ်ကစံသူအောင်သောကျေရမ်အောင်အောင်သောင်းဒီကျေဒနီထုကျေကျနာဟောဒီကျေရမ်အောင်အောင်သောင်းဒီကိုကျေရမ်ကနာမ်ဇောတင်ရတောင်းဝကျေဒါဒနီယောတင်ကိုကဆလမ်ကနာမ်ဇောကျေကဝကျေဒါဒနီယောဒီသဘု
And then the text follows saying, these can be known from other sources. Because, you know, here we just have just the list, you know, the four Vajras and then the four manifest forms of enlightenment. And as for the details, then one should seek the writings, texts, you know, for example, there is a condensed Kala Chakra practice, you know, the stage of generation written by Thupten Nyima, within which you have the meditation practice of the complete, you know, mandala of the holy body, speech and mind. And within which also you can just extract just the practice of the, you know, mind mandala deities and practice on that. Also, and in the condensed version, then you can just base it on the five deities. Then also within the writings of writings of Lobsang Tayang, the Mongolian Lobsang Tayang Manchukoka also has written explanations on the Kala Chakra grounds and paths, and within that also there are you know, one can find more information on this. The Mongolian Lobsang Tayang Manchukoka also composed the short sadhana for the Guasmaja meditational practice. And one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's main disciple, Gyaltsa Rumchi, also has written on Kala Chakra, you know, stages of generation and stages of completion. Of course, there is a very elaborate explanation on the stages of generation written by Tarunatha. But as a in the Gelugpa tradition, then the writings of Gyaltsa Rinpoche combining the text which combines the explanation both on the stages of generation and stages of completion is one that is relied upon. And then you have this completes the stage of generation, and then the next is how to cultivate the stage of completion. And this has two parts to it. First is the Vajra body, that on which there is a penetrative focusing on important places. And the second part is the sixth branch yoga of performing penetrative focusing on important places in the Vajra body. This penetrative focusing on important places usually refers in the Vajra body usually refers to the channels, the winds, and the drops which needs to be purified.
So when
we take the Vajra body, that on which there is the penetrative focusing on important places, the Vajra body is focusing on important places here refers primarily to the channels, winds, and the drops. So as human beings, you know, born of the womb and having the six basic constituents, then we within the body there are the main principal channels and many branch channels, and within these then you have the flow of the winds, and accompanying these winds then you have the consciousness, the minds, and together with these consciousness then you have the drops, the white and the red element drops. So when we look at the when we begin with the channels, then you have main channels and many secondary or sub branch channels. But of these channels, you have three root channels. The central channel and the right and the left channel. The central channel in Sanskrit then is known as Avadhuti, and the right channel is Rasana, within which there is a predominant flow of the blood, and the left channel, which is the Lalana, where the predominant flow is the white element. So in accordance with the Kalachakra Tantra, then they distinguish these three channels above the navel and these three channels below the navel by different names.
And so
you have the three channels, the right, left, and the central channel above the navel are respectively called the channels of the sun, moon, and Rahu in accordance with the Kalachakra system. For example, the right channel is called the usual, the general right channel, which is known as the right channel, which is called rasana, here in the culture is known as the sun, and the left channel, lanana, is known as the moon, and the central avaduti channel is rahu in the eclipse.
And then the
right channel has the constituent or the element of the fire, and the left channel has the constituent or element of the water. And then the central channel has the element of space.
So the
left channel is distinguishing them by colors. The left channel is white. The right channel, because it is a blood channel, is red, and the central channel is blue or green.
Within
these channels, you do have the flow of all of these three things, you know, the blood, the white element, the semen, and the wind flowing in them. But you can say that in the right channel there is a more dominant flow of the blood, and then in the left channel then you have the white element, and then in the central channel the wind. But in all of these three channels you have the flow of all of these three. And so, again, you have these three channels, three root channels, passing below the navel up to the secret place. And again, below the navel up to secret place, then again, they are distinguished by different names. The right channel is known as the orange possessor, and then the left channel, you know, is known as is given the name of the sheep. And the central channel, the avaduti, is given the name of the Kal Agni.
어지 대진대 인배인디 매진대 잠다 양지 상담 정감과 원도시나 어다 이거 로미 젠데 젠데 상감바단 사동시 용고 지 나리 용고 정미 젠데라 농고 칸바인디 이거 자와데디 젠데라 이시진 칸바시 지단 칸 디진 고르 칸다니 지 칸 칸 투티앙 비바르와 상감 정감 맹감 농감 남긴감 이시진 칸세는 감여 두티 방보양 지 어지다 방보양 두티앙 비바리 이시진 남진 금 방보가 위 때나 이시진 방보세네 저양 비바 연두 호다디 섬나절
Again, also the elements, they are associated by different elements. These three channels below the navel, the right channel has the earth element, the left channel has the wind element, and the central channel has the exalted wisdom element. In the Kala Chakra, you have six elements besides the five, earth, water, fire, wind. Such a melon namshi.
Ari sa sangam jenga mengam nongam, jigda dani namshi jingam isi jingam senida.
You have the the element of consciousness and then the element of exalted wisdom. Exalted wisdom. We have six elements, just as you have six aggregates in accordance with the culture system. Besides the usual five aggregates, then you have the aggregate of the aggregate of exalted wisdom. So the central channel is in the element of exalted wisdom.
Haji Dadina Jidan, Dadini Kata Yang Yiga Romadi Kata Serbo, Yongi Jamadi Nabo, Yiga Asa Dadidi Kata Mumboji, Haji Nada Kata Gondichina Tism.
And by way of their colors, on the right channel below the navel is yellow, and the left is black, and the central channel is blue.
Oji da nona ji kari jigu yuari sena yigo Oji da romi jindi gudi mara Chongla masu dingi chapchenga gu Chongla si ji da di yongu yu dingi Yongu ji chongmi jindi Oji da chapchenga ji chua si ji di yong dingi Suu nabu di Yong di suu san yongu yuari Vigo awa da di jindi nona kam karpo kwa Tondi wa yendu di sum yong suu chirin babara song di sena
The main flow in these three channels is that in the right channel is the feces, and in the left channel is the urine, and in the central channel is the semen. These are the main flow. These are called the six great channels. The three root channels above the navel and below the navel are the six great channels.
Tangur, Jiva, Tangur Chiva, Nasi, Chonga, Sundi, Sangur, Jivaji, Chiona, Jin, Rasi, Yangu, Yuari, Ojudin, Golu, Lundala, Jiva, Tangur, Tusan, Tangu, Adin, Tangur, Tudi, Tudurjis, Tudurjin, Golu, Sandu, Jivajanji, Tatrava, Jiman, Sanga, Tigadina, Sandu, Chituajanji, 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 Tatrava, Jiman, Sanga, Tigadina, Sandu, And
so again, With regards to the channel wheels, in the Gosamaja system, you have eight channel wheels, five main channel wheels and three minor channel wheels. But here in the Kalachak system, you have six channel wheels. The wheel of crown protrusion having four channel petals, and then at the channel wheel at the forehead has 16 channel petals, and then at the neck you have 32. The channel wheel has 32 channel petals, and at the heart has 8, and the navel has 64, and the secret place has 32, petals.
So this
is in very brief, explaining the number of our it is very condensed way in very brief explaining the number of channels. There's much more elaborate explanations associated with the channels. And then with regards to the winds, then in the Gosamaja you have five main winds and then five secondary winds. In the Kalachakra, they don't categorize as as root and secondary winds as such, but you have these ten winds which are given the basic names. The basic names for the winds are the same. So the first of those ten are the life-bearing winds, and the second is the fire accompanying or equally abiding or fire accompanying wind, and the upward moving wind, the pervasive wind, and the Naga wind.
So
the remaining five are the tortoise winds, chameleon winds, devadatta winds, and dhanamjaya winds, and the downward voiding winds are set forth. However, the verbal conventions of root and secondary winds are not used here, as it is in the other mantra vehicle of, for example, the Gosamaja system. So in other tantras, for example, in the Gosamaja, it is explained that the pervasive winds do not move except at the time of death, in the basic ordinary state, and that the winds do not move in the central channel. But here it is explained that both do.
我觉得今天我们这个街边儿街道，我觉得今天阳光看不完的，现在的由于农机农工农干部啊，人把现在嘛家里用个有话的，就农干部的上上个农的南京看吧，那你说伢们这农的，就农个看吧，今什么经济农的，民看吧，但现在吃起这农的，情感吧。
And then also what is explained is that the first five winds are explained as having the dominant element of space, wind, you know, the first wind, which is the life-bearing wind, having the element of space, and then the fire accompanying or equally abiding wind as having the element of the wind, and then the upward moving having the element of the fire, and the pervasive wind having the element of the water, and the Naga wind having the element of the earth, respectively.
Long,
And again, the latter five winds are explained as having the dominant constituent of, you know, the wind in the case of the tortoise wind, and the fire constituent in the case of the chameleon wind, and then the in the case of the Devadatta wind, then you have the element of the water, and in the case of the Dhanamjaya, then the earth element, and in the downward voiding wind, then you have the constituent of the exalted wisdom, respectively.
Rumchi
says that with regards to the fire, you know, as to when the ten winds happen, for example, during the time of being conceived in the womb, in the time frame of the nine months and the 10 days or so, then you know, the general explanation as to when these winds come into existence is the same in the cases of most of the explanations in relation to all of the tantra system. But as to where they abide, there's a slight variance. It is said that in the first five, from the first month to the fifth month, first 5 months, what is established are the five root winds, and then from the sixth to the ninth month period, then the secondary winds or the branch winds are formed.
Oh, rida nyengi rojang ama samga nani ta jiga ti tuwa samdi cha rojang ama sambo yinba yendu wa jiga da di ten dan au de rinba yinna namki nkamba wa lan samzun ji lan di nyengi tandaka ten na ni diyo dimi nisan da wo nyengi tandaka ten na ni wadang wa jiga da di ni nkamdi isi ji ri samzun dan Tani Rita Namki Kamba Songzunga Longdong, Ojuda Nyanki Zandoka Ona Tasurji Longdi, Yishijin Kamba, Odati Jishan Nizi, Jisat, Tambutambu Chagdina, Jisat in the ending, Shama Nizat in the ending.
So then, you know, the next part is explaining where the winds are produced and where they abide. The, for example, the life-bearing space, the life-bearing, you know, the life-bearing wind in the nature of space, in the element of space, and the downward voiding wind in the element of exalted wisdom are produced and abide. The one that is produced and abide above is the life-bearing and the life-bearing space wind, and below is the downward voiding exalted wisdom wind, you know, above and below, the channel knot at the heart, you know, at the eight petals of the heart. So the life-bearing space wind is above, and below the channel knot is the downward voiding exalted wisdom wind.
Oji da dinda yamba yendu ji da nyenki da chidan tandab ji yuari tandab ji ku vi na ta ro chang ma sam bo ni de yuari yendu ti tan da au na song song ku long dong de su ku long ni ga dinda ji ji ya da ni ya dinda yendu ni
so at the heart you have the eight petals, at the very center you have the three root channels, and you know then you know so at the very center of the eight petals, you have the three root channels, and then above and below the channel wheel, the eight petal channel wheel, then you have these two winds.
So, just like
you have the generation of the eight shaktis at the heart, you know, at the four cardinal directions and the four intermediate directions, then you have you have the placement of the other winds, the wind winds, fire accompanying, meaning equally abiding wind and tortoise winds are produced and abide in the east and southeast channel petals. So you have the four main you have the four main channels and the four intermediate channels. So you have the wind in the nature of the element wind, fire accompanying winds and tortoise winds are produced and abide at the east and southeast channel petals at the heart.
Oji da dinda yimba yendu nana nyangi chardang chalu tsandam na longgo longosi. Oji da nyongwa ji kamba nani longgo ngori jirwa nyami dang riwa niga long kamba yendu nga dinda. Da dini da lho zedu yi tago jiga da lho yi tsandam dang. Yang lho da nabgan tamgo tsandam nipo de la lho dang lho nabji tsandam na yang mi longgo ngori jirwa oda jen
So So the wind meaning wind having the element of the wind, and these two winds being the fire accompanying wind and the tortoise winds in the constituent of the wind element are produced and abide in the east and southeast. Then channel petals at the heart, and then you have the fire winds, which are the upward the upward moving winds, and the chameleon winds, which are produced and abide at the south and southwest channel petals of the heart. And the water winds, which are the pervasive winds, and the Devadatta winds, are produced and abide in the north and northeast channel petals at the heart. So, with the culture system, everything doesn't go clockwise like that. It's kind of going clockwise and then again going counterclockwise. And then the earth winds, which are made of the Naga winds and the Dhanamjaya winds, are produced and abide in the west and northwest channel petals at the heart. So basically, here you can see at the eight petals of the heart, then you have the ten winds placed above and below, and in the cardinal and the intermediate directions, you have the placement of the remaining eight winds. So so in this way, you can see how. You have the places where these winds are produced and where they abide. And so, however, when they move, the winds each separate into many parts and move pervasively in the channel petals of the entire body. So here is just putting a list, a general list of all of these channels and the winds. But in the more elaborate explanation, then that you usually find in the commentary to the Guha Samaja practice, or in the elaborate explanation of the Kala Chakra system, then again you have the explanations of the channels at the 24 places of the body. like the 21,000 channels, where you have the branch, you have the main channels and the sub branching channels to it. So this is in brief the main channels and the winds, and then the third point is the drops, the drops that flow within these channels, the drops, having the components of the white and the red element. So again, with regards to the drops, the red and the white elements, then again it's explained where it its place of abiding and where it is produced at these four different stages. Like at the time of waking, there's a specification of where they are produced and where they abide, and again at the time of the dream where they are produced and abide, and at the time of very heavy deep sleep where they abide and are generated, are produced, and then at the time of sexual union, then where they are, where they abide and where they are produced, and then again distinguishing them, above the navel and below the navel as well. Four places at which it abides, above the navel, and four places where it abides, below the navel, in conjunction with the winds, that the upper winds and the lower winds. So at the time of the waking, while being awake, then we you know, you have the four types of drops abiding at four specific places. So at the time of the waking, then at the time of wakefulness, then you have the winds due to the upper winds, then the drop abides at the crown, due to the lower winds, then it abides at the navel. And during the time of the dream, the upper winds all at the time of dreaming, then all the upper winds concentrate at the throat, and so you have the drops abiding at the throat, and then the lower winds abide at the secret place, and so you have the drop there. And during the period of very heavy sleeping, then the upper winds concentrate at the heart, and so you have the drop at the heart, and then the lower winds are at the center of the secret place, so it's at that site. So at the time of the sexual union, then the upper winds concentrate at the navel, and so the drop is produce and they abide at the navel, and then since the low winds concentrate at the tip of the secret place, then the drop is produced and abide at that site. And so I'll just read from what was covered from the text. Four types of drops that produce the state of wakefulness, the state of dreaming, the state of deep sleep, and the state of absorption dwell at the four, the crown, the throat, the heart, and the navel, respectively. And the four types of drops abide, as before, at the navel, secret place, center of the jewel, and at the tip of the jewel, respectively. It is said that at the navel, two different predispositions that produce the two, the waking state and the fourth state, exist within one drop and are not separate drops. When we talk about the four types of drops, the four types of drops are the four drops that arise at the time, the drops at the time of wakefulness, at the time of dreaming, at the time of deep sleep, and at the time of the sexual union are the four types of drops. And then at the time of wakefulness, you have the drop. Rumshi sebe kabsu tulun da melungi nichagi tigli.
Ori
sebe kabsu.
Ori sebe kabsu nika yuari manamji kabsu yon tulun tomi nika na yuari yendo bula kabsu yon tomi nika na.
So at the time of at the time of wakefulness, then you have the two drops. The upper winds and the lower winds. At the time of dreaming, you have the two drops of the upper winds and the lower winds. And at the time of deep sleep, you have the two drops of the upper winds and the lower winds. And then, at the time of sexual union, then you have the two drops of the upper winds and the lower winds. So, and then these drops are also respectively titled as, the drops at the time of wakefulness, known as a drop of example, and then at the time of dreaming, the speech drop, at the time of deep sleep, mind drop, and at the time of the sexual union, then they are known as exalted wisdom drop. So also they are respectively known as Vajra body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind, and a Vajra exalted wisdom. So then, reading from the text, the four types of drops are called drops of exalted body, speech, mind, and wisdom, or drops of body, speech, mind, and wisdom, respectively. At the time of wakefulness, the winds of the upper part of the body collect at the crown, at the forehead, and the winds of the lower part of the body collect at the navel, whereby the mere appearance of objects and the appearance of impure objects are produced. So the mere appearance of objects, such as, you know, seeing visual forms, hearing sound, you know, at the time of the winds of the upper part of the body collected at the crown, then it engages our six senses in seeing visual forms, hearing sound, tasting and having tactile sensations, so forth, and then the winds of the lower part of the body collected at the navel is a factor for the appearance of the impure objects. The appearance of the impure objects are produced because these winds generate within us the impure appearance. The impure appearance, which then causes feelings of suffering and feelings of suffering.
So when you
look at this particular explanation, then it very much accords with the present day science, you know, in the sense that, you know, you see, you know, within our brains you have all these nerves that enable us to see forms, hear sound, smell, taste, and have tactile sensations, to be able to engage in the objects of our senses, and then to be able to experience both pure and impure appearances of these objects. So just as how it is stated here, at the time of the wakefulness, the winds of the upper part of the body collected at the crown, or the are the winds that engages us in the mere appearance of these objects, and the lower part of the the winds of the lower part of the body collected at the navel then engages the appearance of impure objects, impure appearances. So you can say that first you have the channels, and within these channels you have the winds, and accompanying these winds you have these levels of consciousness that accompany these winds, and so these consciousness then engage with its respective objects, you know, the I-sense consciousness seeing visual form, or being able to hear sound and be able to smell, being able to taste and have tactile sensations. All these cognitive states or states of my consciousness, then being present with the wind which flows within the within the channels, and so because of these cognitive states in engaging with these objects, then you have pure or impure appearances, and accordingly, then with regard, dependent upon what sort of appearances that one has, then accordingly, you know, one generates feelings of happiness or suffering. And then you have, at the time of the dream, then the upper winds collect at the throat, and the lower winds collect at the secret place, whereby mere sound and mistaken speech are produced. Mere sound and mistaken speech, like, you know, when people are asleep, when they talk. So we'll stop here for now, and then if you have questions, we can do that right now. Go ahead.
Rinpoche mentioned that when practicing generation stage practice of deities with less than five deities in the mandala, that doesn't act as a cause a ripening factor for the stage of completion. If, for instance, someone is practicing Vajrayogini sadhana, is there any practice that within that would be a ripening factor for the stage of completion?
Rumchi tanda tanda di zorim minche gi yudwa che to sa mata gu sanga maiwa kiko ki chiko santa nenje me dakisro che nyamlen chabra china di dina di khusu te te chi zorim minche gi yala enje ki ayin sore
ori da ji nanjur ma da zo lu che ji nanjur ma zo chi ma da me na kalu la oji nanjur ma so den yin na chi chin ni ba ba tin da go so ku yong ji nen go ma da ji yu sa yang bi wa.
Although in the Vajrayogini, although it is just one deity you're visualizing, because of the body mandala involving 37 other deities, They say because of the body mandala involving 37 other deities, then it fulfills important points for the completion stage of practice. Again, with the Yaman targets, because you have the 34 arms and the 9 faces and the deity of the holy body, speech and mind. So again, from those points of explanation, again, some vital points are covered for the completion stage practice.
John, that Thomas, where you are. But you that in the Dinder Dragon, garzego longo namjunda gumba yena ji long thu de mi go long thu ya de yo tsa thu de yo ji tsa tsa ka ji la ji tsa tong bu mi ya ji tsa de ba ja di tsa de ba ja di ya yen du ti no la long yo khap ti ko tong bu mi di mi de mi ya yen du ji thi li karma ya ji namjin ya do ko ji ji se rong wa ji ru ma te ba tin da ko yen ba yen du de la ya ji dabram go ne de zo gumba yena phe se yang bi wa ro
Generally, in the with the meditational practices prescribed in the stage of completion, you know, most of meditation is to make the winds within the body serviceable, and so through purifying it, the part of the reason when you have the disturbance of the winds is also because of the channels being knotted up or not strong, not aligned properly like that, and so you have that. And because of that, then because the channels are not serviceable, then also you have the blockade of the essential drops, the white and the white and red element drops, and so like that. So through engaging in the meditational practices of the completion stage, it is beneficial for these types of wind disturbances.
ຈະຍືນລົງກີມາລະຈະມາລະລົງກາວະລົງກາວະຕຊື່ຍອງຈະຫຼຸດວ່າຕຊື່ດີຊາຍຈາຍາທີ່ກັດຈິມບຸດຕຍາທີ່ຍອງຈະລືດຕຍາມາດັບຕຸນະວະມັນບຸດຈີວ່າຍະນະສາດາລົງດາຕຊູທີ່ກັດຕິລາມາດໂຍຍານະວະຢູ່ດີງີຈະກັມດີງີຕຊູມາລະມາລະສັນຍາຢູ່ດີງີທີ່ນອນລະນອງຍອງທີ່ຈິຕິນະຈີຈີກາຢູ່ດີຢູ່ວ່າຍັນດູຈະລືດເກຣັມບາຈະກັດຊະກໍ
Also, like when you have the six yogas of Naropa within those physical exercises, these exercises conjoined with the meditation practice are ways also to straighten out the channels within the body, enabling the straightening out of the channels within the body to allow the free flow of the winds and so forth. So similar to these types of the six yogas of Naropa, any kind of physical exercises that we do, such as the usual everyday yogas that people do, are all very helpful methods even though it is like a wind disturbance, but because it is connected with the channels and so forth, then as a way of helping.
Which
says when we experience a strong emotions of attachment, anger, ignorance, then together with those emotions, deluded, afflicted states of mind, then there's an accompanying strong flow of the wind. And because of those winds, then it disturbs the channels. It disturbs the channels. And so you have, what one experiences are these emotional states, but the imbalance that it causes is in the channels, winds and drops.
When we talk about here to purify the channels, winds and the drops, and that this is to purify the internal kama chakra, how does it purify the external kama chakra?
nan tu gi kolo jangshi nan tu gi kolo ta chalon thele sum chora di ani chi tu gi kolo ne gi jiten khali thaba shigre sa
ori da de gen bi ba ba pena ji da galon su chu an nan ko nan go tan kam de de su ne ji ta yin na nan yin na thili yin na zu bo yin na di nan na san kam chang kam men kam nan kam nam gin kam da ji wan kam ga yu di
Which says whether it is the inner color chakra of channels, winds and drops, and or the outer color chakra of the environment, the environment of the, you know, the earth, water, fire, wind and space. So these outer elements are very much connected to our own inner elements of the earth, water, fire, wind and space. And so so in that way, there is kind of interdependence. For example, when the fire element, external fire element is high, then we as sentient beings then feel the heat of it. So like that, you can say outer elements very much influence inner elements as we experience.
If someone is practicing the long session or six session guru yoga, what happens if we don't have time to finish it? Is it necessary to practice the six sessions?
To do the yoga, sometimes to do madam be on the channel, and say. So if it happens like you run out of time for today, then if you miss out on any of the number of the six, then you make up for it tomorrow. Rumchi says, like, you have the channels, and within the channels you have the flow of the energy winds, and within the energy winds you have the essential drops of the white and the red elements. Yes, it is a physical matter. Rumchi says, just like, for example, when people check blood pressure, they rely on the veins or the channels. Yeah, like that.
Namjin on Jogaji, Sam Pariagan, Nitridin, Tomenda, with Tuji Udim, Yan Tosan, I want you, Nathan on Dim, Maritavan, I want you, that is a good, you come Nongaji, Kalos of Shimatumi, or that in Rakongaji, Longun, Rwanda, Tulik and Margaret, Nishinda, Wolanka, Kamaka, the next letter you say.
For example, when the pressure is very high or when the pressure is very low, both have its consequences, you know. And so you can say in accordance with the imbalance of the winds within the channels and the drops, then you have the various imbalances in the health. But if you talk about like the channels, how, when they are produced, then you have to say like, from the time of the womb, you already have, from the time when we are conceived, we already have the basis for all of these channels. Rumchi says that when you look back at the time of conception from the first month during which you have the basis of the channels being formed, then together with that, because you have the base, then the drops also abide, come into production and abiding at the same time.
Emotions and feelings and memories, and of course that the Buddhist way is the question of mind. Western science is to find these things in different parts of the brain. They say part of the brain is memory, part of the brain is working, or happy or family. What does Rinpoche say is the relationship between mind and brain?
Simda. Lebe nige pasla la dewa khari ores. Pena nupchogi tsenvesna ta lebe di tembe leveres. Lebe di di res. Lebe la chakwe che chawre re kogores.
Ta di lebe na la ta yara ta mambu jini warwa. Si na la long ju long de longa na la sem se ji de na ber ji wa rung da ma da ti na la long de ru ne du gu yi wa de wa ji se long de na ber ji wa yon ba ta na yin si ta shu mi de wo de ji long de ta na wo ji long de dong de na mi je ya de ta shu khen de wo de ji ga pe ji ri wa de wa
Rumshi said, even though you have the brain, then you have enables the function of the brain are all the channels within which you have the energy winds, and all of these energy winds are ridden by the different minds, different mind state, cognitive states of mind, and so the combined function of the mind riding the wind flowing in the channels, enables the different emotions and the outer interaction with objects of the five senses. So when we talk about subtle wind and mind, there is no mind other than the subtle wind. There is no wind other than the subtle mind. For example, for a mind, to be able to cognize its objects, to know its to be clear and knowing with regards to its object. What enables the mind to engage with this object is the wind that moves it. Which is that there's an example of someone who is lame, one who is blind, the other who is lame. So this analogy is applied to, you know, like the subtle mind and the subtle wind, you know. The one who is lame cannot go but can see, but the one who can see but cannot go. So it's like that, the combination of the two, a subtle wind and the subtle mind.
Actually existed. I'm wondering if the channels are physical entities, are they findable?
Rumchu says, like usually in the scriptures, how they describe the winds are in, you know, according to what we are studying, the details of these winds, and how you're asked to meditate on the winds are exactly in accordance. But Rumchu says, like to actually to operate on a person and to find all of those details, you know, Rumchu said, you probably, for example, the life channel, you would have to say something like the channel or the nerve or the channel that flows within the spine, something like that.
As you may consider, lapai don kombin hona kongsi jiji varva. Ti na je gatsu ko nalo dena kongar kaji. Ti na na di sa thamu jiji varva
songin kujiki. Rumchu saying like the. Like the spinal cord would have to be like something like the the life channel.
When you're talking about the condition of the channel winds and drops, it happens at the point of conception, and I'm wondering if we inherit our parents' conditions.
Rumchu shiva jansa ji yuwa mare mukha nhoya mandi jiga da gari se go da bami kham jansa ji jiga kham karma niwa ngunza ya tira se kuiwa rwa teni ga ishi tenji tina wana varduva napsi te shikna da teni rambi te cherim dhugun dhugun yang
Rumchi says like the sperm and egg from the parents act as the basic cause for generating the channels, winds, and the drops. But within that, then the intermediate being's consciousness has to abide. Go.
Does damage to the body, damage to the winds and channels, and can one, if that is the case, can one heal that through your meditation practice?
Lula kyun chumbara china solung tele lo kyun chungwa re
ne ri de jang da jang jang ya ma jang ni wa re wa ji zu bu chi to ni ji man da so ne san da jo ma jang na chin bu jong bi wa sa ma re wa san da jo jong wa yin na long wa jong jong bi wa ri da sa ta jang ni da na se ja ya da yu yu ku sa re wa
rum chi en ke si solung tele lo kyun chumbara chin gom jam ni pa cha wa se ya re so re
ho ji da de ji dan da go Salon degree the Zomer, Dorum Gundagina, the Bachelding, the Kunding with the Zomer, Shonen Duando, Luther Chavan, or Yangu,
which says, of course, when there is physical damage, when it's heavy physical damage where there is a break in the channels like that, then of course, then you not superficial damage to the body, but if you have heavy damage to the body, then you would say that it would be a damage to the channels and to the flow of the winds and so forth, like that. Right. So as for whether one can heal it through one's meditation practice, then it is said that in the through the meditation practices of the completion state yoga, then there is a healing in the sense that, whatever knots or weakness in the channels, winds there are, blockades, then those are, kind of straightened out or strengthened through the meditation.
What is the definition of intermediate being? I missed that in that last question.
Padova karire esore. So intermediate beings are beings whose previous life has ceased and whose a rebirth has yet to be undertaken. So that's the intermediate being, where they do have a mental body, free of obstruction and so forth. The only difference is the way in which the channels are laid out in a male or a female body is slightly different. Otherwise, in other respect, it is the same. Yeah, the layout of the channels.
Lu Chatan de Mandavichi, you are. Rumsha
says, because the physical body of a male and female are completely different, so you know the channels follow the makeup of the body, and so it would have to be different in that context. So Rumsha says, it's really to pinpoint saying this is different like that, Rumsha says, you know, there's nothing to say like that.
Then you got the one come karma niji noni.
And in the drop, although you have the drop which has both the red and the white element, usually in the male then the white element is more dominant, and in the female the red element is more dominant.
And
Rumsha says, for example, you know, sometimes why women have very good voices is because of the strength of the blood that flows in the channels. And of course in the men there are people with good voices, but usually you apply it to a female, so it's mostly because of the dominant red element.
In different ways, that people is generating empty form or lucid body or rainbow body. Are these three form bodies the same or different? And is the difference in the same way?
Tonsu yukuda, yulu yukuda, jalu seya tinsu, chi kevara chi yorwa sa chi.
Rumsha
says these three practices are different. For example, the illusory body, in accordance with the Guha Samaja system, is achieved on the basis of the wind, and the empty form body is achieved on the basis of the appearance of the mind. Simtinamcha. As a part of an appearance of the mind.
So the three bodies
are actually,
once you became them,
the three
different bodies?
The Gesumbadi Dubarachina, Pena Gulu, Tonsu, Jalusa, Dubarachina, Kul Manda Manda in the Ressa.
Rumsha
says, you know, the basis of achievement of these bodies are different. Like one is in the illusory body, in the basis is the wind, you know. Then in the empty form body is a part of the appearance of the mind. So the basis of achieving these bodies are different, but whatever deities you visualize, different deities, then you have, you know, difference in their color or their number of hands or faces like that. But otherwise, in other ways, they are the same. Rumsha says, you know, in the Nyingma tradition you talk about rainbow body, but it's the same as the illusory body. Because, the illusory body is like the you know, like the rainbow of the sky, you know, that it is able to dissolve and appear without any kind of obstruction. There are 12 examples to symbolize illusory body, and one of them is the rainbow. So we stop here this, for this evening. So she begins to shame the door, rolling in the gambon, Sanga Shindo, Medieval, and over Namda Shinva, Chubara, Jesu Lame Kutse Ratan Chen Nam Kertin Le Chol Chur Gepa Tang Lo San Tembe Drame San Som Gye Dole Amin So Tato Ne Gyur Chi Ida Mang Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Ni Atayam Dabgu Jinye Zabbe Gyewa Ditten Dan Do Akhanak Chibar Jizan Lo San Dabba Yi Tembe Nyimbo